Hey everyone, Matt Galogli, and I want to talk to you about two numbers that you need to scale your practice incredibly fast. Mastery of these two numbers will allow you to turn your business revenue up or down on demand. Do you know what these two numbers are? If you don't, stick with me because I'm about ready to reveal them to you, how to master them, and how to use them to your advantage. Now, what we do each and every single time I put one of these videos out or go on the podcast on the Practice Profit System is I'm giving you real live tools, access to the things that we used to scale our practices from startup to three locations in 18 months, and the practices of the clients that I work with now. And there's a big, you know, if you've watched any of my past videos, you'll know that I'm a big believer of mastery of the business, of the metrics of a business. The problem is that most doctors want to master the protocol, the procedure, and that doesn't always translate into dollars. And they usually don't charge enough. And there's a bunch of other things that go on. But a few videos ago, I talked about the six levers that you need in your business, in your practice, in order for you to scale your business. Now, these six levers, and I went through in depth in three of them in yesterday's video and podcast. But today I want to dive into two more of them. And I'm going to show you why they're so important. So the first one that you need to understand and master is what we call revenue per transaction, or otherwise known as RPT. The other number that you need to master is the cost to acquire, otherwise known as CTA. So let me start with the second one first. Let's talk about cost to acquire. So when you're running marketing, you're investing. You are not spending money on marketing. You are investing in the growth of your business. And the reason why I like to use that delineation is it changes the way that your mind thinks about it. Most people hate marketing. Most people hate spending money on marketing and advertising. There's an old joke is, I know I'm wasting half of my money on my advertising and marketing. I just don't know which half. Well, how would you like to know which ones work the best? That's what we're going to talk about today. So when we were running our clinics, we were spending in excess of $60,000 per month per clinic. Now, the reason why we were spending, that's per, in order to drive traffic. And we were making about $2 million or $200,000 per month on each one of those, in each one of those investments. Not a bad ROI. But here's what's interesting. You think you'd be pretty surprised as to which lead sources were making us the most money. We would spend about $22,000 a month in the newspaper. Yeah, the newspaper. By the way, newspaper still pulls really, really well today, provided you do it the right way, which means that you don't let them design your ad. But that's another topic for another day. Maybe I'll break down some winning ads in the future. But we would spend about $22,000 a month in the newspaper, and we would make right at about $100,000 a month off of our newspaper ad. So it was a little bit better than a 4-to-1. That was what we looked for in our advertising ROI, is we looked for a 4-to-1. It was one of the key things that we looked for. So we knew we would also advertise on radio. We would advertise on TV. We would do internet, but we would always track our cost to acquire. And here's the really big mistake that people make is what they do is when they're running their ads, they don't have any way to track whether or not people are calling off those ads. Well, but Matt, what I do is my front desk or somebody, I just ask people, where do they hear about us? And, you know, nobody ever says the newspaper. I got news for you. Nobody ever remembers where they saw your ad. I've had people come to me and say, when we were running the clinics, oh yeah, I saw your ad on Oprah. I'm like, I've never run an ad on Oprah in my life, right? Or something like that. So you can't trust that the consumer is going to tell you where they heard your ad. One of the best ways that you can do it is we used a tool called CallRail, CallRail, and CallRail.com. And what we did is we set up phone numbers, tracking phone numbers, where we had a specific phone number just for the newspaper ads. We had a specific phone number just for the classic rock station. We had a specific phone number just for conservative talk radio. We had specific phone numbers for the, or a specific phone number just for the urban station. And when they would call in, it would track, and there would be a whisper technology that my staff would hear of call from the Charlotte Observer. Well, then when they were booking the appointment, we had a drop down for the lead source. Now, so I could track, right? And I could see empirically where my leads were coming from. Now, this is really, really important. I want you to think, oh God, Matt, that sounds like a lot of work. It actually takes you about 10 minutes to set it up. Okay. It's really, really simple. It just points to your existing phone. But before you get caught on the technical side of it, I want to give you an example of why this is so important. I want you to imagine that you're talking to your financial planner. And your financial planner says, okay, I want you to invest $20,000 in XYZ stock. And he goes through his dog, his pony, his or her dog and pony show. And you decide, okay, great, I'm going to invest $20,000 into this particular stock. Well, they come back 3 months later and you go, well, how did my investment do? And they go, I don't know. Looks like we got a lot more looks like it went up. Looks like we had some activity. What would you do with that investment advisor? You'd fire them, right? You know that if you want to invest $20,000, you want to make X amount of dollars back, right? So your advertising dollars are that. They are an investment. They are not an expense. They are the number one cost to doing business. I will tell you one of the biggest difference makers between somebody who is starting a practice and who is successful right out of the box and somebody who struggles is the ones that are successful right off the box. Mark, Tracy, Nicole, all of these folks, is that they understand the investment in their marketing dollars. Now you might be sitting there going, oh, but Matt, I've spent money on Facebook and it didn't give me any ROI. I suggest that you watch some of the other videos that I've done where I talk about that. And I'm going to actually dive into that in more greater detail in a future video. But tracking this cost to acquire, here's what we knew. We knew that it was $125. It cost us $125 every time to get a new inquiry to call the practice. And when I say call the practice, it could also be via web form, okay? So we knew that we could track all of this. We knew there was $125 for us to get somebody to call the practice. It costs us right around $185 to get them to $200 to get them to book an appointment. And we knew that the cost to get them to actually show up in the clinic was about $250, meaning this isn't being built upon each other. You know, you have some drop off because some people aren't showing or whatever. And the cost to convert in order for us to get a customer was right around $350, and it eventually started moving its way down. Okay. Now, those are very important metrics to know. Now, those might sound like big dollars to you, but the reality is it all depends. So let's talk about the next set of numbers, the next number that is very, very important for you. And that is your revenue per transaction, or otherwise known as RPT, revenue per transaction. Now, revenue per transaction is critical because you need to know how much money are you generating when a customer buys for the first time. Now, in future videos, I'm going to talk about something called the lifetime value of a customer. And in my next video and podcast, I'm going to dive into a number called monthly recurring revenue. Okay. But for the context, for the context of this conversation, let's just talk about revenue per transaction. So I want you to think about this. Let's say you have 10 new patients that come in. Okay. And that day in your practice, you generated $10,000 of revenue, okay? That means out of the 10 people that you saw, you generated an average of $1,000 per transaction. Now, some of them might have just been office visits. Some of them might have spent $5,000 on an exosome package or whatever, okay? But your average revenue per transaction is $1,000. Now, if it's costing you $350 to get a buyer and you're only making $1,000, we have a problem. Those numbers are not going to work long term for you. You're going to wind up outspending your growth, okay? You're going to wind up investing way too much to acquire a customer, which means a couple of things, okay? One, can we do a better job at converting the patient, okay? If that number of converting the patient, and then I talked about conversion numbers last video and last podcast, if that number is below 50%, well, if you grow that number over 50%, your cost to acquire is going to go down and your revenue per transaction is going to go up, okay? So if you convert one more person, let's say that you did $15,000 and you saw 10 patients, that means that your average revenue per transaction was $1,500 and your cost to acquire will actually go down. Cost to acquire will probably go down about $250. Okay. So this is all you know, it's kind of hard to kind of sometimes verbalize this, but hopefully you're getting the gist of this. If you're a soft seller, if you're not doing a very good job of selling and closing patients, and let's say that you had 10 patients come in and you only did $5,000, your average revenue per transaction is $500. Now, if you spent $350 to $400 to acquire a customer, remember, cost to acquire is the cost to acquire either an appointment or a customer, right? So your cost to acquire a customer might be $600 now. That means that you're going negative to acquire a customer. That's not a good thing to do. So you have to know these numbers. This is not negotiable, folks. If you want to have a practice that's going to sustain, that's going to live long term, you have to learn how to run a business. There is no choice about this. You cannot delegate this. You cannot assign this. You cannot just hire an office manager and expect them to do this. As the business owner, you have to know these numbers. This is not something that you can kind of half-ass. Okay. And I'm just being brutally honest with you. You have to know these numbers or your business cannot grow. It cannot scale. It's why you say, oh God, that marketing didn't work. Well, the reality is maybe that marketing did generate leads, but maybe your team just did a horrible job of closing them. Well, but Matt, the leads sucked. Well, maybe the leads sucked. Maybe they didn't. Okay. But if you don't track your metrics, how do you know? How do you even know where to go? Imagine if you had a patient come in. I want you to imagine this. I want you to imagine you're in residency. Okay. And I want you to imagine you're working in the ER. And your, I don't know what they're called, but your lead, your the man or woman who's mentoring you, who's teaching you, you're in the ER, this guy's coding or whatever, he's unconscious, and they go, what are his vitals? You go, I don't know. What's his blood pressure? I don't know. What's his pulse rate? I don't know. We're able to pull his record up. Do we know anything about what he's taking? I don't know. What do you think's gonna happen? I gotta believe that teacher, proctor, whatever they are, is going to read you the riot act. They might dog cuss you out. They might flunk you. But yet you think it's okay not to know your numbers when it comes to your business because it's too much effort or too much work. If you are owning a practice and you want to have freedom, if you want to be able to create medical experiences that help benefit your patients outside of the insurance side, and you know that that's the right thing for them, this is a requirement. You can't bypass this. If you bypass, it's like bypassing organic chemistry or basic biology. This is basic fundamental business stuff 101 that you have to know, that you've got to do. Okay. So here's my call to you. Here's what I want you to do. You got to start tracking. Start with your average revenue per transaction. Start tracking how many new patients did you see today? Eliminate the existing patients. How many new patients did you see today and how much money did they spend with you? They're not spending. If you aren't getting $1,000 to $1,500 in revenue per transaction, you are going to be in a very difficult place very soon. You have to be making over $1,000 per transaction. Okay. The second number that you need to know is you really need to start digging into what is your cost to acquire. Now, a very simple way to do this is you could take your marketing spend and look at how many number new appointments you have, and that'll give you a basic cost to acquire, but you're not going to know where your best customers are coming from. So I'm going to give you some greater examples of this. Like I said, we advertised on classic rock, conservative talk radio, or as I affectionately like to call it, angry white man radio. I don't even know if I can say that anymore, but I just did. So if I offended anybody, I'm sorry. conservative talk radio, classic rock. We would be on TV. We'd be on the internet, and we were on Facebook and Google and all those things. And we'd be in the newspaper. Okay. One of the other stations that we were on was urban radio. Now, the urban radio, the African American market, is a great market for erectile dysfunction. Any male market over the age of 50 is a great market for erectile dysfunction. And it was relatively inexpensive to advertise on urban radio. Okay. I think it was like $50 a spot compared to like conservative talk radio, which was about $175 a spot. But here was the interesting thing. The conservative talk radio guys that came in, their acquisition cost was higher. It was like $325, but they spent about three times more than any other lead source. On the flip side, the urban station, and that was because it was highly targeted. Okay, so it was highly targeted, conservative talk radio, Rush Limbaugh at the day, Hannity, those were highly, highly targeted. That was our perfect match. The urban radio station was a much broader demographic. It had people from 25 to 75. Okay, so it was a very broad demographic. It wasn't highly targeted. Our acquisition cost was lower, but they didn't spend as much. Okay, and we wouldn't have known. And the reason why was it was a very broad demographic. It wasn't a highly targeted demographic. They had, you know, all kinds of different earning potential, whereas the conservative talk radio folks had much more disposable income. Okay, I'm not judging anybody. I'm just telling you facts. Okay, and so newspaper was the same way. Newspaper would generate a lot of leads. It would generate a lot of appointments, and they were usually number two in revenue per transaction. I think the revenue per transaction was about $1,500, if I remember correctly. Conservative talk radio, I think, was $2,100, and the urban station, I think, was about $950. Okay. So we had to make sure that we were making a three. We wanted to make a 4-to-1 in between how much money we spent and how much money we generated. So for every dollar we spent in advertising, we wanted to make $4 back. And that's what I want to see you do, is I want to see you make a 4-to-1 on a regular, consistent basis. Today, I have clients that are tracking this. I have Tom out in San Jose. You know, he runs newspaper, and he's getting like an 8-to-1 in what he does. Pretty darn good numbers, okay? My answer to him is go spend more. So you have to know these numbers, okay? So these are the two numbers that I really want to dive into with regards to the six levers. In my next video and podcast, I'll be talking specifically about monthly recurring revenue. And monthly recurring revenue is the thing that you need to have in order to survive the peaks and valleys of life and political cycles and economies. So tune in next time, where we will talk about the power of monthly recurring revenue and why it is the key to freedom. So I hope this helps you. Have a great day, everybody, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks.